February 15, 1925, just as the divine will in heaven confirms, beatifies and brings happiness, on earth it operates in the soul and forms in her the eternal waves which overwhelm everything. I was abandoning all of myself in the most holy will of God, and in this total and full abandonment I felt within me a new heaven, an air all divine, which infused new life in me. And my always adorable Jesus, moving in my interior, seemed to stretch out his arms toward me, to receive me and to hide me within himself, placing me under this new heaven of his will which had formed in me, by his grace. With great contentment, I breathed the balsamic and sweet air of his most holy will. And taken by amazement, I said, "My love, my Jesus, how beautiful is the heaven of your will! How enjoyable is to be under it! Oh, how refreshing and salutary is its celestial air!" And Jesus, pressing me more tightly to himself, told me, "Daughter of my will, each act in my will is a new heaven which extends above the head of the soul, one more beautiful than the other. The air of these heavens is divine, and brings with itself sanctity, love, fortitude, and contains all flavors together. This is why one can feel a balsamic and sweet air. My will in heaven confirms, beatifies, brings happiness, and penetrates everywhere. It transforms and divinizes everything within itself. While in the soul who possesses these new heavens of my will on earth, it operates, and as it operates, it delights in extending new heavens. Therefore, my will works and operates more in the pilgrim soul than in the celestial Jerusalem. Up there, the works of the saints are complete, there is nothing left to do. While here, my will has always something to do in the soul in whom it reigns. This is why it wants everything for itself, and does not want to leave even one act to her human will, because it wants to do much, and for every act it were to leave to the human will, it would fail to extend one more heaven, and it would be one work less for it. Ah, you do not know what happens in the soul when she gives my will all the freedom to operate within her. Imagine a sea, when the waves rise up so powerful and high that their power transports also the fish, up high, in such a way that they can be seen within those waves, lifted by the power of the storm, which makes them come out from the depths of the sea, from their ordinary dwelling, to rise up together with the waves. The waves have overwhelmed them, and they have not been able to resist their power. While, without the power of the stormy waves, they do not know how to go out of their harbor. Oh, if the sea had a limitless power, it would make all the water overflow from its boundaries, forming gigantic waves, and all the fish, overwhelmed by them, would all come out. But what the sea cannot do, because it is limited in its power, my will does. As it makes the acts of the soul its own, by operating in her, it forms its eternal waves in her. And in these waves it overwhelms everything. In these waves, one can see all that my humanity did, the works of my celestial Mama, those of all saints, and everything that the very divinity did. Everything is placed in motion. My will is more than sea. Our works and those of the saints can be symbolized by the fish which live in the sea. When my will operates in the soul, and also outside of the soul, everything which is contained in it, moves, rises, and all the works place themselves in order, to repeat for us glory, love, adoration. They pass before us, as though in a parade, saying to us, "We are your works. Great and powerful you are, because you made us so beautiful. My will encloses all that is beautiful and good, and when it operates, it leaves nothing behind, so that not one act may be missing of all that is ours, and so that our glory may be complete. And there is nothing to be surprised about, because it is the eternal work to be carried out in the soul. Therefore, the work of our will can be called eternal wave which overwhelms heaven and earth as though in one single point, and then it diffuses upon all, as bearer of a divine act, which contains all divine acts within itself. Oh, How the heavens delight when they see the eternal will operate in the soul. Because, since their works are confirmed in the divine will, they see their works flow in that divine act, and they feel their glory, happiness and joys, being redoubled. This is why, since you are the little daughter of my supreme volition, I recommend to you, in each one of your acts, abandon yourself prey to the eternal waves of my will, so that, as these waves reach the foot of our throne in heaven, we may confirm you more and more as the true daughter of our will, and we may grant you concession of grace for your brothers and our children.